We'll be holding a series of consultations with Aboriginal people in three locations, and they're expected to do those in June. So we'll be going to, we're going to have what's called as three leadership meetings, which will involve native title holders, traditional custodians, peak bodies, all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peak bodies, plus those people that don't fit those categories, and maybe individuals as well, but definitely the leadership. And we'll be talking to them about the different models and seeking their advice on a whole range of issues to do with the referendum, and in particular, rather, the consultations with the wider Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander community. We'll be holding a series of numerous meetings around the country, of the regional meetings of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. That will result in a national convention, which we're at this stage looking to hold at Uluru. And each of those regional dialogues, we're calling them, they will select five people to speak for them at the national convention. And from that process, the council will be in a better position to report on what Aboriginal people are thinking about the referendum and what they are likely to support. And at the same time, once the regional meetings are held, we'll be holding concurrently a whole range of information sessions with all Australians, and accompanied by all that process will be a digital platform where people we don't get to speak to can actually have their say by putting their comments onto that platform. And we have a process for looking at the trends and what people are saying and what they're likely to support as well. So we're trying to do as complete a coverage as we possibly can, so that everyone can, as much as can have an opportunity rather to at least express an opinion. So that was largely what was announced. And I forgot to say too, at the end of the convention, we are duty bound to the council, that is, to present a report on all of these discussions to the Leader of the Opposition and to the Prime Minister, and we'll probably be in a position to do that towards the end of the year. And then it's the business of the Prime Minister and the Leader of the Opposition, and that their process takes over after that.
One of the interesting things is that there's a lot of polling figures that have been released, and the latest, I think it was Fairfax poll, had it that 85% of Australians support constitutional recognition. Mm. Has there been any figures or research into what the polling figures are for Indigenous communities?
I think Recognise has done some, and you perhaps should talk to them about that. But don't forget, there isn't any proposal out there yet for people to think about. Yes, of course, most people would say, yes, we want constitutional reform or constitutional change, or recognise Aboriginal people in the Constitution. But what does that mean, and how do we do that? What are we really talking about? And that's the purpose of these discussions, so we're all clear, all of us, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, as well as other Australians. So we're all clear on what it is that we're actually voting for. So there's no question out there yet about the referendum.
Yeah, definitely.
There's people who have ticked the box to say, yes, we want change, and that's great, and that's good. Now the tricky bit comes, yes, we want change, whatever that figure might be, Margaret, and now we're saying that if you want change, this is what you have to consider now and how we think it should be changed. Not we, but, the work that the expert panel have done and the parliamentary committee. So, yes, people want change, but now it's pointing in now the nature of that change.
Obviously, there is still a lot of debate in the Indigenous community about whether we go down a route of recognition or sovereignty. Mm. Why should Indigenous Australians consider recognition?
This is not an either or. This is as well as. There's a whole discussion here that needs to be had. So we're not talking about symbolic change here, like altering the, some words here and there. We're talking about some fundamental, dramatic circuit breakers here that is going to change the relationship between Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people and the rest of the nation, and try to begin to fix the unfinished business that needs to be fixed at the moment. And don't forget, too, that both the expert panel and the Joint Select Committee They said that the constitutional recognition will not undermine claims of sovereignty and do not prevent a treaty discussion or what have you. This is not an either-or. This is an open dialogue between us all about how we might change the constitution that we have at the moment, which doesn't suit who we are today, and to give Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander place our place in the society that we need, that we're part of the Australian society. We are the first peoples. So that's the discussion. Because, you know, I've been working at the coalface of service delivery in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander affairs for a long time, most of my working life, in fact. And, you know, every year, when, or not every year, but whenever there's a change of government, even a change of various ministers or a senior head of department, all of the organisations have to troop back to Canberra and once again justify our existence and explain again why we need these services to continue. There's no time for strategic planning because every 3 years or less these days, there's a change of government and we go back to ground zero again. Only the advances that we have made through our efforts largely have been based on the goodwill of those people, those decision makers and policy makers that we need to talk to. Now the object here is to change the game, change so we don't have to keep explaining our existence, that once and for all, we are recognised as the first peoples of this country. This is our place. This is our country. We are not going anywhere. And we have to be stopped. They have to stop treating us as though we're second-class citizens. There has to be some complete change in the relationship between them and us. And that's what all this discussion is about, discussion for the Constitution. So those people that say that they want change, now we've got to talk to them about, okay, you want change? This is what we're suggesting. This is what needs to happen, we think. And with the Render Council, that's why we're holding all those discussions, at those regional dialogues, but we'll be seeking to have this discussion with the three leadership meetings.